Kent Online News.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.
Nicola Everett.
Thanks for downloading today's podcast. It's Thursday, December the 17th, and there's been an incredibly stark warning from the Health Secretary today after it was confirmed Kent will remain in Tier 3 of coronavirus restrictions. As I'm sure you all know by now, they're the toughest measures and means pubs and restaurants have to stay closed and can only offer takeaway. Other hospitality and entertainment venues also have to remain shut. By clicking on the interactive map at kentonline.co.uk, you can see in the 7 days to December the 11th, the rolling rate of infection in Kent was 481.9 per 100,000 of the population. Cases rose by more than 2,300, or almost 45%. In Medway, the rate is even higher at 701 per 100,000 people, and there are almost 2,000 cases in the towns. You can scroll further into the map to find out the infection rate for where you live. Let's have a listen to what Matt Hancock had to say in the Commons earlier. He was questioned by Tunbridge Wells MP Greg Clark.
I asked my right honourable friend to consider restrictions on a more local level than county-wide, and I'm grateful that he's done that across the country today. Infections in Tunbridge Wells, whilst much lower than the average for the county of Kent as a whole, are nevertheless rising, and there is pressure on the local NHS, so I understand why there is no change from Tier 3 today. But will the Secretary of State commit to apply the 5 tests fortnightly and to reduce our level of restrictions as soon as they're met? And will he have a word with the Chancellor to see what extra support can be given to businesses in the hospitality sector who have just lost what is the most important part of the trading year in what has been a miserable year for them?
Yes, of course I will, and I'll talk to the Chancellor about the point that he raises. Of course, we do already have a significant amount of support for hospitality businesses, but I understand how difficult this is. On the point about looking at local areas, absolutely we will look at local areas, and we've demonstrated that in the decisions taken today. For instance, just over the border in East Sussex, we've unfortunately had to put Hastings and Rother into Tier 3. Tunbridge Wells today has a case rate of 288 per 100,000. And I would say to everybody right across Kent that we really need to act with serious responsibility right across Kent. No matter which part of Kent you're in, we have a very serious problem in Kent. And the only way that we can get it under control is for people in Kent to essentially behave as if they have the virus and are trying not to pass it on to somebody else. Be really cautious in Kent. It is the area of the country which has the biggest problem, both in terms of case rates and in terms of, therefore, the huge pressures on the NHS in Kent. I want to thank everyone working in the NHS in Kent for what they're doing, and we're putting in as much support as we can, and I look forward to working with my right honourable friend and all colleagues from across Kent, and of course the County Council, the District Councils, to try to get this under control. Other parts of the country have done it and brought the case rate down, and some so far that we've been able to take them into Tier 2. I'm sure we can get there in Kent, but we've really, really got to work hard to make that happen.
As Mr. Hancock mentioned, the virus is putting a huge amount of pressure on hospitals in the county. Yesterday, an emergency meeting was held amid concerns ambulances won't be able to get some patients into Kent's hospitals. Medway Maritime is understood to be full, and Dartford's Durrant Valley and Maidstone Hospital are also nearing capacity. As well as coronavirus putting pressure on services, it's feared delays at the border could add to problems by causing disruption on the county's roads. You've probably heard about all of the lorries queuing at the moment on the A20 and M20 heading towards the Port of Dover and Eurotunnel at Folkestone. Well, because of all of this, health workers have released a video urging us to stick to the rules. This is their message.
As you might know, the COVID-19 infection is ravaging all over the UK, with Kent and Medway one of the highest areas hit by this infection. We implore you to work with us so that we will do our best to keep this infection under control. The infection has put great pressures on the NHS services, especially the accident and emergency departments. Here at our ED, we are experiencing great pressures as well, with our staff being affected, as well as the people in the community.
COVID-19 remains a serious illness which can kill. A vaccine is round the corner, but right now we must all work together to stop the spread in Kent and Medway. The more it spreads, the more severely ill patients we will see in hospital. To protect yourself, your family and your friends, and help our teams care for those most in need, please keep following all the guidelines. Most effective way to control the spread of the virus is to wash your hands, cover your face, and make space. Lives depend on it. Thank you.
We are still running our planned and emergency services. If you need to come to hospital to be seen by one of us for your cancer treatment, for your urgent operations, we are absolutely here to treat our patients. You may find that staff are working in different areas now. It's important that we've got the specialist skills we need right across our wards and our emergency areas. So staff are being moved to support you in your treatment pathways.
If you or someone you live with shows symptoms of the virus, or you've been contacted by the test and trace services, please self-isolate straight away. This is absolutely essential to protect others. We know it's tough, but it really is about saving lives.
All of our hospitals are extremely busy at the moment, and these pressures across the whole of the NHS will remain whilst the COVID-19 infection rate is high. If you're needing to visit one of our walk-in centres, we urge you to contact NHS 111 before your visit. This can either be done online or by phone, and only in visiting A&Es in an emergency. NHS 111 can offer more help than ever before. If you need to see somebody in person, they can arrange a timed appointment for you at the most appropriate place. This means that you not only get the right care with least waiting time, but it also means that our A&Es are safe for the most unwell patients. We really need your help. So please remember, hands, face, space, test and trace. Together we can save lives.
Featured in that video were Dr. Andros Akiki, a consultant in emergency medicine at Medway NHS Trust, Steve Fenlon, who's medical director at Dartford and Gravesham NHS Trust, Dr. Vanessa Purday, clinical director for surgery and anaesthetics at East Kent Hospitals Trust, Claire O'Brien, who's chief nurse at Maidstone and Tunbridge Wells NHS Trust, and Paula Wilkins, chief nurse at the Kent and Medway Clinical Commissioning Group. Well, to try and bring down the coronavirus numbers, more mass testing is due to get underway in Kent from tomorrow. Working Men's Club in Sheerness is one of the sites that's going to be used for people who don't have any symptoms. We've been there today to have a look around, and we spoke to Roger Goff, who's the leader of the County Council.
This is absolutely focused on those who are asymptomatic. There's already an extensive testing system within Kent and indeed many other parts of the country for those who have symptoms. But we know that up to one in three of those who have the virus can be asymptomatic. And what we're seeking to do is to encourage people at this stage by invitation to come in and to be tested, particularly those in key sectors, those who get that exposure to the wider population. Because if we can confirm those who are asymptomatic but are infected and they are able to isolate, then we can break the cycle of infection. And that's what we need to do, because what we've seen here in Swale and increasingly across Kent as a whole is very high levels of infection that have continued and even increased during the time of the second national lockdown. And that has huge implications for the health of our residents in Kent, for the pressures on our health service, and it's essential, as I say, that we break that cycle. And what we're doing here in Sheerness is part of that. There's a whole number of things I think we are working on to ensure that we do get that break and we do not see the virus continue to affect communities in Kent in the way that it has.
A facility is also being set up at Ramsgate Port. Four others have been operating in Medway since last week, and we're told a pop-up one will be opening at Gillingham's Priestfield Stadium from tomorrow and over the weekend. The results from those tests are available within around an hour. Anyone who tests positive is told to isolate for 10 days. Also staying with coronavirus news, and a former Olympic silver medalist has died with the virus at a Kent hospital. Paul Nihil, MBE, who represented Great Britain in race walking at 4 Summer Games, passed away at Medway Maritime on Tuesday. The 81-year-old's family have described him as an inspiration.
Kent Online News.
Some other top stories today, and a man's been seriously injured after jumping from the window of a flat in Gravesend to escape a fire. Emergency crews were called to Palmer Avenue yesterday afternoon. The 64-year-old is thought to have suffered a broken pelvis and spine. It's not known how the blaze started, but it's not being treated as suspicious. The police watchdog is investigating after a car being chased by police crashed into a tree in Folkestone. A man was taken to hospital with serious injuries following the collision on Cherry Tree Avenue about 2 weeks ago. The Independent Office for Police Conduct will look into the circumstances and actions of officers. A Sittingbourne man claims to have been unfairly treated after having his music equipment confiscated for being too loud. Leon Witt from Beaconsfield Road has also been fined more than £1,200 after Swale Council received complaints dating back to March. The 49-year-old says he's never had any issue with anyone and reckons the complaints were from new residents. Some of his neighbours have called the decision harsh. Two men who were caught producing cannabis in Ashford have been jailed for a total of 6 years. At Kent Online, you can see the moment officers discovered 930 plants during a raid at an industrial unit in Lower Queens Road in October. The 20 and 27-year-old both pleaded guilty. Now, NHS workers in Kent are among thousands due to receive a free Christmas meal over the next couple of days. A charity that was set up in the summer to support frontline workers and local restaurants is aiming to deliver 13,000 meals. Staff at Dartford's Darent Valley and Medway Maritime will be getting food. Lee Tang is from Meals for the NHS.
What we do is that we're linked up with lots of small local independent food providers. And we've also managed to get contacts at NHS hospitals in these locations. And what we do is essentially match them up and we act as the middleman to get these Christmas meals out there. Christmas roast is the number one ask we've had from hospitals. So obviously we've tried to make that happen with our food providers. But in other cases, some of our food providers have taken that as their brief and put a little spin on it. So it might be something like a turkey curry or tacos, so really up to their imagination, but turkey features quite heavily. So we just essentially wanted to carry on what we were doing in the summer, which is just spread some love to the NHS, who are probably under unprecedented strain at this point in time. So, you know, working in a pandemic is by no means easy, especially when you're on the front line dealing with it day in, day out. So we just wanted to make sure that you know, even though it's Christmas, you know, they're going to be working. And so we just wanted to spread some love, make sure they know that, you know, the public are behind them. And it's just a goodwill gesture, really, to keep everyone going. What a lot of people don't realise is that the NHS don't actually have a budget for things like, you know, socials and things like Christmas meals that are laid on. So what we've tried to do is just spread some of that festive cheer by, you know, giving them a free hot meal and just showing them some love that they can, you know, get a feed, and the public are very, very much behind them.
We've also heard today there's been an increase in hospital staff in Kent taking time off for mental health reasons since the COVID-19 pandemic first hit. Figures show almost a quarter of staff absences between March and November were linked to things like stress, anxiety and depression. That's up from just under a fifth for the same period in 2019. The Assembly Hall Theatre in Tunbridge Wells have officially cancelled this year's Panto. Jack and the 2 Metre Beanstalk was due to open tomorrow, but bosses have confirmed it won't now go ahead as Kent remains in Tier 3. The cast have been planning to broadcast a live version of the performance virtually this weekend. A bison that was born at a Kent animal park is being rehomed in the Romanian mountains. He's left the herd at Port Lim near Hive earlier this week as part of an ambitious project to rewild Europe's biggest land mammal. And David Williams has sent a video message to children at a Kent school after they created a spectacular display board about his stories.
Hello to everyone at Dymchurch Primary School. I'm David Williams, and I want to say a big thank you. I saw the incredible display you put together based on my books, and I was really, really touched. It looks absolutely fantastic. So thank you for all that hard work. And I just want to wish each and every one of you a very, Merry Christmas.
The Britain's Got Talent judge is the author of books including Gangster Granny, Billionaire Boy and Demon Dentist. The children were apparently in awe when they watched the video in their classrooms and couldn't believe he was actually speaking to them. You can watch that video and see a picture of the work that they did at kentonline.co.uk. Well, that's it for today, but you can also now subscribe to the IM News app. That will give you access to all KM Group newspapers. Just head to subsaver.co.uk.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.